get the hogs in, get the horses in, see that everything else was taken care of.
How'd you call them?
Huh?
How'd you call them?
Didn't have to call them.
Maybe they were trying to eat.
They were? I knew what a hog called. I never even see that.
Did you remember coming up here when they didn't have any of the horses around, or mostly wagons?
Oh, I was a little bit of a kid when we lived in town. When we come to town, I'm sure. But remember that out on that farm, I was about 7 years old. But everybody worked out there. There was no schools out there. They had a school and a church out there. And they'd come to town and go to school. And one of the reasons we come to town so the kids can go to school. I had one brother. He's dead now. But there were two of us in the family. And that's the reason that we
Daddy farmer?
Yeah.
He farmed all his life, or
did he
ever?
I don't remember my father. I'm sure he did. But he died about a year and 8 months
ago.
I remember my uncle was a doctor, and hell, he quit Miss Doctrine and went to farm, and he
on that farm. Pretty much raised you.
No.
He loved it?
Nobody did a damn thing to me, thank God. I don't do any of nothing. I did it the hard way. Now I got a different view about these giveaway programs that they got, these assistants and all those kind of things. How in the hell my mother took care of us and raised two kids and sent us to school and all that kind of stuff, I'd be damn fine know she did it. See? And when they go out there and talk about this and that and the other, that, to me that's bullshit. I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. They ain't telling me something that I read out of a book. I'm telling you what I know. Just like this fellow say the other day on the school, on that thing, he said these fellas in Washington up there, he said they're full of that stuff. He said, but the most that they ever saw was a little fire like that. Oh, my bullshit. So those things there, when the fellas had come up the hard way, and there's not many of them left today, because I told you I'm guilty as hell of doing for my grandchildren and stuff that probably, so far, they've been all right. But I might have been better. Now, I've got one little girl that I'll give her credit for it. I tried to get her to quit working, and she's going to school. She just got a degree from university last December. But she kept on working, and I didn't tell her that she couldn't do it. Tried to get her. She didn't want to do it, and I guess it didn't hurt her. She's probably better off than anybody.
You went to LSU?
So I say that.
Your mother sent you to school with her?
Well, yeah, I worked.
Worked too?
Yeah, I had to work. How you going to get it?
How were you when you went to, was that in the 30s or?
No, I was in the 20s, in the teens, 15, 19, 18, 17, 18.
When you went to
you see, Baton Rouge, the state of Louisiana, the parish of East Baton Rouge, like this little girl that I'm talking about, she was 21 years old when she got out of LSU. She was talking to her aunt. My aunt asked her, so she don't particularly give a damn about her aunt. But her aunt asked her how old she was. She told her she was 22. She said, well, I got out of LSU when I was 20. Well, Nancy was too nice. She didn't say anything to her. But Nancy's mother was 20 when she got out of LSU. But the difference was this. They had 11 years of school instead of 12. When the kid moved into Baton Rouge,